not getting locked out of the house. You that never happened.
Right when I start recording.
Right when you start
Right
recording,
when I start recording.
you locked yourself out of the house and it never happened. Anyway, welcome to Comical, episode 5. I'm pretty sure this is episode 5 at this point.
Yes.
Or game 5, maybe?
Episode 5.
Episode 5. We've played many a game of Comical by
many
this point.
Games.
And we have been hard at work for everybody, and boy, do we have a special treat for everybody today.
Oh,
we
yes,
actually
we do.
Have the finished, well, not finished, but we have the official Comical prototypes right here. We had them professionally done instead of us using copy paper.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. They
good
looked
stuff.
Amazing, and the fronts of the cars, we'll be showing those off a little bit more throughout it. It just looks 10 times better than the other cars. They're a lot brighter. They're not as reflective, so it's going to be a lot easier to see them.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be easier to see them on the board as well.
Yeah, like even like in areas like this where they used to get like really like shiny, like it just doesn't anymore. It's so much better.
For sure.
Jim,
for
can
sure.
you like center that?
I can, but my camera blocks it.
Stop looking at that. That doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't matter. That's what he's saying, everyone.
I have never said that.
Garrett said
publicly.
It, everybody. Cancel him on... wait, Twitter doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Cancel him on X.
I've never said that publicly.
That's true. I suppose you're right.
I suppose you're right.
I give you that, Garrett. I give you that. Unless, of course, you know, he were to make that announcement live on a public forum... such as this. Anyway, that being said, we can make up for it by me beating Garrett horribly in a game of Comical today, because that's how this always
James,
goes.
James, you say that, but I will never be defeated.
Garrett, okay, I'll give you that, Garrett, because I can't see you cutting your feet off anytime soon, or amputating them for any means, unless you had some sort of horrendous foot infection. That's a card idea. For horrendous foot infection could be a card idea. Dr. Shroom could cast eczema on your feet, for example, with his various fungal
Ew.
Infections.
I don't think that should be. That sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting. I'm sorry to everybody who has eczema out there. I had eczema once. It is not fun. Anyway, that
who needs to know that?
Prepare to be defeated.
Prepare for something amazing.
The introduction to Impractical Jokers, I believe.
Yes.
We could have our own version of it called Comical Jokesters, right?
And practical then, Jokesters.
Practical Jokesters, which is the opposite of Impractical Jokesters. Okay. I got a pretty good start. Are we going to roll?
This is not shuffled enough. But, yeah, I mean, we can start.
Wait. Would you like to mulligan? With our new mulligan rules?
No, we can start. I'm confident.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's get some dice.
For everybody who doesn't know, we decided how we wanted the mulligans to work at Comical a while ago, but I don't think we ever publicly announced it or have really done it here.
It's not really a public announcement type thing. Like,
well, it's not a public announcement,
to like
but it is a rule
Twitter,
book.
Make a big post. Exciting news! Mulligan discovered!
Yes. Well, what we're going to do for mulligans, basically, is we're going to allow you to shuffle your hand back into your deck and draw a new hand. 7 cards. You don't have to discard anything. But your opponent gets a free draw off mulligan whenever you choose to do so. And I think we agreed that mulligan would be a max of 3 per player per game.
Yeah.
So that way players can't just work together to draw out their whole decks and, you know, stuff before the game even begins. That being said, Garrett,
keep
are we gonna
a dice on the thing?
Oh, I see. You want a dice on the turn counter?
Turn counter, and then morale's dice needs to be fixed.
Morale's needs to be centered. That is true. But yeah, let's roll for go first.
For gophers? We're rolling for gophers.
Go fish is what
go
we're rolling
fish.
For.
Oh! Eels.
James goes first, like always.
Oh.
Except not really.
Snake-eyed.
But, I've got a pretty decent start. You know, I can't complain too much.
You could start.
Yeah. I could. So obviously, yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and start then. 1,000 credits to begin the game, as one would expect. What I'm going to do here...
As one would expect, yes.
Yes. What I think I'm going to just do here, pretty simple. I go ahead and I'm going to play for 700 credits. Go down to 3. One of my favorites from the villain deck, Dr. Shroom, in the middle position. I can search my deck for a Shroom bot and place him behind Dr. Shroom. And I'm searching and I'm searching. There's my Shroom bot right behind Dr. Shroom. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle my deck here. And, you know, on that note, well, I guess I'm not done just yet. I do want to do a couple more things. Okay. I'm going to then spend 100 credits and go down to 200 to play Smug Smuggler in the background. And when Smug Smuggling enters, I can draw 3 cards, shuffle one, keep one, and discard one. So I'm going to draw.
This is bad, folks.
It's a very bad start for Garrett. So
this is a really bad start.
I'm going to.
Wow.
I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to discard Loki Lemur.
Really?
I'm going to shuffle League of Villainous Evil into my deck. And the card that I added to my hand will not remain a mystery for long.
Why?
Because I think I might be playing said character. With my remaining... Well, actually, I can kind of combo off here a little bit. What I'm actually going to do here is spend 100 more credits to, in the background, play Corrupt Official. And whenever I play Corrupt Official, I can choose to either pull a card or gain 300 credits. So I will go up to 400 credits. And I'm going to spend 200 credits to play Hypnocrit in the background. And then, at the start of Garrett's turn, it'll force him to pay me 100 credits for each of his turns. And I think I'm finally done. Just your average game of comical, folks.
James, don't say that. People aren't going to want to play.
I'm just kidding. Jay. Anyway.
This never happens.
This is like the best start this deck could ever get.
That is true. That is like just near perfect. Wow, that sucks.
I end my turn, pass to Garrett. At the start of Garrett's turn, he has to pay me 100 credits. So he goes down to 900, and I go to 300. It's Garrett's turn, though. Do whatever you'd like in the prologue.
I'm going to play new issue.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to stay at 900 credits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's struggling over there, folks.
You're struggling.
I am? I'm struggling?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to play... For 400? No, I don't even want to do that.
He doesn't want to do anything. He's one of the pirates who don't do anything. He just stays at home.
And loses games of comedy. Oh, man.
To James.
James, you're acting way too overconfident. The game is still early.
Oh, it sure is.
Stop evil laughing, dude. James, stop that.
Yes. My evil laughter is unmatched.
Man, who do I not want you to have right now?
Oh, you have an unqualified guard in your hand?
No. Hypnocrit is just annoying.
He is.
It's for 3 turns?
Well, yeah. So your next 2 turns, he would take from you. Because last turn was the first turn. If you want, I'll put a little counter on him. Unless you're going to take him
no
out.
No need.
No need. Play your unqualified guard.
No, he's getting jury dutied.
Jury dutied? Okay.
He's getting jury dutied. He's getting fucking
dang
it. Jury.
Even a criminal can't skip jury duty. Dang it. Okay, I'll give you that.
For 300, I'm down to 600. so that I don't get my fucking credit stolen. Oh my god. And I need to probably do something else.
Man, this is tough.
Feng shui.
Feng shui. Yes, feng shui. We should move some of the decorations in this room around. That way all the fans can see you get destroyed in multiple different positions.
No. I'm just going to play for 200, corrections officer.
Oh, dangerous.
So you can't play any kind of
events
next turn.
It's true. That's tough, actually.
And that's where I end.
Okay. End of your turn. My turn begins. This begins the first turn of jury duty for Hypnocrit. Upon it changing to turn one, I gain 100 credits per turn. Go to 400. I control four characters and will gain an additional 200 credits because of that. So I'm at 600 credits.
Also, this should be like the first episode that has proper... Not the first episode. I think like episode 2 or 3 had good quality. This should be one of the first episodes where everything is perfect quality. Because the last episode was not perfect quality. Neither was the one before. We've had issues on almost every single one. But... This one should be correct in everything.
100% fair. I will then draw for turn.
You should draw a super squeeze card.
What I'm going to do here is a couple of different things.
Nothing. You're at 600 credits?
Yeah. Because keep in mind, I control a bunch of characters and they all count towards things.
Man.
Yeah, it sure does suck. I can't play any events. Unfortunate. What I think I will do, though, is I'm going to spend half my credits, go down to 300, and I'm going to play from my hand and attach to Dr. Shroom the mugging instrument.
Oh, that's
mugging instrument
brutal.
Will give him a special bonus because Dr. Shroom has the magic power.
Brutal.
And so it will boost him up to 110.
Do I survive that?
I mean, corrections officer, does he survive that?
Does he survive that?
I mean, I am doubtful. I will step up the Shroom bot to the leftmost position.
Okay.
And I will then have Dr. Shroom attack your corrections officer and defeat him. Yeah, that being said... do I want to... No, I can't even afford to do that. Yeah, Shroombot will then attack you directly for 30 points of damage.
Okay, I take 30 points of damage. I go down to 270. Is that all you're going to do for your turn?
Yeah, I think that's my turn.
All right, so I'm going to go up to 500 credits. I'm drawing a card.
Oh. yes. Squirmin. Squirmin Herman. That's Garrett's name.
I'm going to play for 400 credits. I'm going to play... Oh, God. I don't want to get hit for that amount of damage.
Oh,
this is rough.
It sure is. Rough, rough, rough. That's what the dogs say, Garrett.
Why didn't you move up one of your other guys to do damage?
Why didn't I move up one of my other guys? Because I want to keep him alive for credit generation.
Oh, that's stupid.
I think it's a tactical move.
It's stupid.
It'll be fine. Plus, I have a plan.
You don't have anything.
I've got 300 credits and
that's
a lot
like
more
nothing.
Characters than you.
It's like nothing.
Dr. Shroom's plans are coming to fruition.
You don't have plans. Dr. Shroom does.
Dr. Shroom does, and he's winning. His plan was to win.
So what I can do here, I'm just trying to think whether or not... taking out that is pointless because you can just revive him. I'm going to play Duper Boy so that the morale doesn't go down.
That is a smart move. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I give you that.
Down to 100 credits, and that's the end of my turn.
Turn two. So
morale, and morale goes up by 5.
Yeah, morale will go up by 5 to 55, unfortunately.
Wow. What are the odds in a situation
Yeah, morale
like this?
Cannot go down. This will be turn two of jury duty for Hypnocrit, so I think I get him back next turn.
Yep.
Hmm.
Oh, shit. I had an extra 100 credits from that.
So, at the beginning of my turn, I will gain 200 credits per turn, go to 500 credits. I control 4 characters, so
that's
I will
a lot
gain
of credits.
200 more
Someone
credits.
Someone like you.
I made that reference.
No, I don't remember that.
We'll see about that. Anyway, so I draw here. Ugh, man. Interesting. Man, I my hand is not in the best shape right now. I could do something kind of foolish, and I probably will, you know, to be honest with you. I'm going to spend 400 credits, go down to 300, and I'm going to play the power card on my Shroom Bot, Mean Green Machine.
Oh,
and hey. Since he has nature, it'll boost the Shroom Bot to 60 attack, 40 defense, and 20 health.
Okay.
And, yeah, I will then have Shroombot attack your location for 60 damage.
Ow. I got 210. But it's not over yet.
No, it's not. I will then have Dr. Shroom go ahead and attack Duper Boy for 110 points of damage.
Yow.
He gives him that foot fungus. That Burger King foot lettuce.
Ew.
Back in the day.
Burger King foot lettuce.
Yes. I will then end my turn.
Wow, that's horrible.
Dr. Shroom is like
200
pretty good.
Return up to 400. And then extra 100 from that, so I'm at 500 credits.
Okay.
I draw a card. That's pointless.
He's struggling.
No, I'm not struggling.
I need to find a word that comes up as a rhyming word.
I'm going to play
the sparrow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You just get all the defenses out. Okay.
I go down to 200. And I end my turn.
This is really unfortunate. So at the end of your turn, morale drops by 10, and it goes from 55 to 45.
Yeah.
At the beginning of my turn, it is now turn 3, so I gain 300 credits per turn and go to 600. I then gain... What do you think happens first? Does Hypnocrit come back first, or do I gain my credits first? I think credit gain is the very first thing you do.
I would say so, yeah.
So I don't get my credits for him, but I do get 200 credits for everybody control, putting me at 400. Hypnocrit will then return. I believe he was in this section behind where Shroombot is right now. Smug Smuggler is behind Dr. Shroom. Shroombot was stepped up. Okay. And Corrupt Official was over here.
Yeah, this looks so much better on the cameras. You can actually see things. Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. And I did not draw, so I will then
uneven.
Draw for turn.
That'll be alright.
Man.
What?
This card really doesn't help me.
Why'd you pull it?
It was on top of my deck. Oh my goodness. Bruh, this is not great. What I will do, though, I'm just going to step up Hypnocrit over here. I will have Hypnocrit attack your location for 20,
okay.
And Shroombot will attack your location for 60 for 80 damage in total.
So that 210.
And so you'd be at 130. And then Dr. Shroom will destroy Sparrow.
Graveyard over here.
Yep, it's looking like it.
So I need to pull something off quickly. 600 credits.
I end my turn. Oh, Garrett. Ugh, what a rough match for you, Garrett. This is not good.
I have one more trick up my sleeve.
Oh, you think Dr. Shroom's worried about that? Is it Super Duper Man? Is it Stark Mint?
Sorry, James. You lose.
I do? Okay. Hit me with your best shot, then.
I play one hit with nothing. I don't have anything. I lose.
You don't have anything?
I don't have anything.
Oh, my
gosh. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. My turn ends. I can't play anything.
Oh, bruh.
I can't play anything.
Okay.
My turn ends.
Well, at the beginning of my turn, I will gain 400 credits for turn four, and then I'll gain a shit ton more credits. I'm sorry, you're going to have to censor that.
James.
Two.
First, you're beating me. Now you're making me do more work.
I'm sorry. All those credits I draw for my turn. I play the meddling kids in the background.
Why? For what?
I don't know. I then will spend $200 on new pyramid scheme.
$200?
And gain like 450 credits, and now I'm rich. And then, I attack you with everything to win.
How much do you do?
110, 60, 20. So that is 190 points of damage.
Do I live that? No. Well, that was a brutal first game.
What was my top deck? Western Standoff. Even if you had played something, I could have used that.
I did not pull into a single main character at all.
What an awesome start.
What would I have gotten next? Oh, a bow. That actually would not have been that bad, because I had Mutant Serum.
That wouldn't have been that bad.
Bow and Mutant Serum is kind of broken.
Yeah, but Dr. Shroom and a bunch of side characters that generated credits off the bat. Oh yeah.
Oh man, you had such a good start. That was like a perfect start. Man, that's crazy.
Oh yes, it's the new deck luck.
New deck luck.
Uh huh.
I feel like your luck is going to run out soon.
We'll see about that in game two.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing game two now.
That we are.
We'll do it again for this one. I'm not sure exactly how I feel about doing game one, game two. I think I like it.
Picasso.
What?
I'm sorry, it's something Christian and I say.
What does that even mean?
It's a reference to something, I think.
You think?
I think.
You don't know what it's a reference to?
I think it's a reference to... I don't know. I don't remember. It was a reference to something. Somebody can tell me in the comments. Christian, if you're in the comments section of this video, which I know you will be, tell us what it's a reference to. Because I forgot.
Oh, wow. But, yeah. I think we're going to continue doing game one, game two. It makes editing a lot easier for me, and then it also splits it up into more digestible bites for everyone else. I don't know how they're doing with YouTube or anything like that. Also, again, we're still going to have everything going up early on like all the podcast platforms and Patreon and everything like that. I've been having issues with Patreon recently with like uploading some stuff. It's just, for whatever reason, it does, like, what YouTube sometimes does with larger files, where it just takes forever, but it'll just pause.
Well, that sucks.
So I need to get that fixed. But it's not too bad.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Do you want me to keep playing villains, or do you want me to swap to heroes?
No, I want to beat you.
With the heroes?
With the heroes. The heroes need to succeed.
But the villains always win.
That is not true.
That is not true. But, you know.
And no, I feel like I've been playing a lot of the heroes recently.
Do you feel like you're a hero?
More of one than you are.
I won't deny that.
You're so conniving. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go over to game two. Thank you, everyone, for watching game one.
Oh, yes.
We really appreciate it. And we'll see you then. Later.
Garrett. Slight issue.
What?
Cut issue. Mike Jim is still $100. Oh, that sucks.
Dang it. How did I... What? I could have sworn that was something that I fixed.
It's okay.
It'll be okay.
All right.
All right. Welcome to game two. That is that intro that we did not do last time.
Well, no, but I did do an introduction. It wasn't the introduction.
This is game two of Comical Episode 5.
Yes.
For YouTube.
I like to call it the Garrett losing spree.
But for, again, podcast people... We'll probably just get past this part. I'll probably just make it a cut.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, we're going to run into game two here. And, James, are you ready for the...
Y'all ready for this? Okay. I think you get to go first.
Oh, wow.
You lucky man. You lucky man who gets to go first.
Wowee.
Golly gee.
So, that one, that. But I think this combination is actually a little bit better.
Ooh, he's thinking over there.
I know, it takes a lot of brain power.
To think.
Yeah. Lord. So, I have a couple interesting combos here. I think what I'm going to go for, though, is a little bit more interesting. Actually,
it's a little ditty called Waitor.
What?
I don't know. It reminded me of that particular scene from SpongeBob where they're getting drunk off the ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Waiter! Why do I always get the nuts?
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I don't know what I want to play here. This is so interesting.
Interesting, he says.
I have two different plays here that could ravage you.
Ravage me? Oh, no. That doesn't sound good. Uh-oh.
Absolutely ravage you. let's see here. But that would make it a little better. I think what I'm going to do, if I did that, that could work. I think I could do that. Yeah. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play Ratman.
Ooh, okay.
For 500 credits. We started at 1,000 again. And James, things are about to get spicy.
They are?
Because Ratman allows me to go pull any character. Any side character.
Oh, no. I know exactly what you're doing. You're about to go find what I think you're going to find.
I am, but not for the reason you think I am. Actually, I kind of almost want this card.
He's thinking about either doing Superman.
Who?
Nobody.
Who?
Nobody.
James, what was that?
I meant super fan.
Super fan. Oh, okay. Yeah. Slip of the tongue. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I literally did mean that. Either super fan or Stark Mint is what you're going for, is what I'm thinking. Because that's usually the combo with Ratman.
I could do that.
Or he could give up and surrender because he knows he's going to be defeated.
I'm going to play Stark Mint.
Ooh, okay.
And with that, I lost 500 credits. I gained 50 from Stark Mint being played. And then besides that, I'm at 550. I end my...
You do?
Do I? Yes, I do. My turn.
My turn happens.
The prologue.
My prologue happens, yes. In my middle lane, I play Minxopoly. Okay. To oppose Ratman. I'm going to use Reality as a Joke to draw 5, discard 2, keep 2, and shuffle 1.
So right now, Ratman cannot damage Minxopoly because Minxopoly's ability, multidimensional, means that only attacks of even numbers can damage him. And whenever they do damage him, it goes straight to his HP. But attacks of odd numbers, no matter what the number is that start with odd numbers, will never damage him. So something like 50 damage will never damage him, but something like 60 would.
Thinking.
I can see the brainwaves flowing out of him. It's kind of gross.
It sure is. I'm going to keep these two and return Evil Villains Convention to my deck and shuffle.
Okay.
Kind of got a bit of a strategy going here, but...
If anyone wants a little bit better look at some of the...
Yeah, the arts. We can provide it there. In my back row,
much better.
I'm going to play Corrupt Official to gain back 300. Let's see. Yeah, so wait, I should be, I guess, at 400, so 200,
you should be, so 100. He costs 800, you should be at 200.
200, 100, so I have 100 left, then gain 3, so 400. I'm at 400. So what I'm going to do now is, for 400 credits... On to Minxopoly, I'm going to play the Void Gem.
Okay.
And once per turn, I can reposition you or the opponent's characters, and if they have matter manipulation, which Minxopoly has all powers, it deals 10A directly to HP.
Yeah.
So I will use the Void Gem to reposition
Star... Well, you have to attack using that.
Oh.
It's a, yeah.
Okay, I end my turn.
Yeah. Yep. So turn one starts, I gain 100 credits from turn, 50 credits from him, so that puts me at 600-700 credits, and then I gain 50 per character, so I'm at 800 credits. I'm gonna draw my card. James.
Garrett.
You're naive, James.
I am.
To put your Minxopoly in front of my Ratman.
Is that because you have Mutant Serum?
Well, I wouldn't be able to KO him, and I would just get KO'd in return. If I had Mutant Serum. That's not what I'm talking about. Why did you put Minxopoly in front of my Ratman?
Because he has odd-numbered stats.
So... Minxopoly, he attacks for 100 damage.
Mm-hmm. Attacks of odd numbers are ineffective to them. But if they're even, they hit.
So, James, what I'm going to do right now is for 600 credits.
Oh, no.
I'm going to play Mutant Serum onto Ratman, which bumps me up to 80-80.
Yeah.
80-80, and then I think my HP becomes like 110. 80, 80,
110. Then you get to go search for a power, I'm pretty sure.
No, it for mutant effects that have like special things, like it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't do its regular.
He does just get swarm though, so I can go.
Oh, the swarm ability.
Yeah, he gets swarm ability, which I can go look for in just a second here, but I don't really plan on using it yet. I mean, I can go look for it, but I. It doesn't. I don't really plan on using it yet. And I'm just going to shuffle my deck. So right now, I'm hitting for 80 damage. And James,
yes.
Is 80 even or odd?
It's odd that you would ask.
I should know that, actually. Yeah, that's true. I should know that. I should not have to ask that. Yeah, that's fair.
That's
all me.
That's tough. Yeah, that
James,
would
you know
be...
what else is the even number? 100.
He has super strength?
No. It just gets plus 20.
Okay. I was going to say.
So I'm hitting for 100 damage now.
Which will... I guess, is 10 considered in?
Yeah, 10 is even.
Oh, shoot.
And Ratman one shot to Mixopoly. One shots him.
But Ratman does take damage in return.
Yeah, he takes 20 damage. I'm to 90.
This sucks. That happens.
Starkmint has been on the field for one full turn. So next turn, next on my turn, he gets to transform.
This is pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
And so I'm down to 100 credits now. And it is in your, the ball is in your park, I should say, James.
Okay.
Now, who has the good turn now?
Not me. I gained...
Wait, no, I'm heroes.
I gained 150 credits for the turn, which, you know how many cards that allows me to play in this deck? Also, morale went up by 10 points.
It did go up by 10 points.
No, it went up by 5.
5, so it's 55.
I draw.
150 is pretty good. I mean, there's so much you can play with that.
I'm going to step up Corrupt Official to this open zone over here. And for 100 credits, I play the Might Gem and attach it to him.
My weakness!
Because it's a misprint!
No! Yes. Oh. The loophole!
Not really. That doesn't happen, but you know. If only. If only.
The loophole!
Corrupt Official attacks your location for 10 damage.
He goes and he punches a tree.
Yeah, he kicks it and breaks open a car window or something. I don't know.
He
litters.
You're technically in the lead now.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm good. Hey.
Whoa. Here we go.
Hey.
Look at that.
So, I have my turn.
Okay. So I get 50 credits from him. What would happen first? Do I gain my credits from him, or does he transform first?
You would gain your credits from him, because credits would be the first thing.
No, his 50 credits. I guess that.
Oh, okay, so here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it increases revenue.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yep. So his bonus, yes, would happen. Because revenue 50, is the first thing to happen on your
turn.
It's turn
2.
Yeah.
So 300, 400, so I'm at 450.
So, in my opinion, how it goes is revenue, draw card, play.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'm at 450, and Starkmint gets promoted. I wanted to see if it was the top card. It was not, but I will go find the mystery character.
The mystery mouse character?
The mystery mouse character. Oh, James. Sweet summer child.
Hold up.
What?
Let me read the fine print on his ability.
Yeah, go for it.
Does he transform during the end of your turn or during the start of your turn?
It's not the end of the turn.
After being in play for 2 of your turns, transforms.
Which he has been in play for 2 of my turns.
Hmm.
He was in play for the turn that I played him in last turn.
Oh, I can't give you that. But he was in the back row, so he transforms into Super Duper Man in the back row and therefore can't step up.
That's not how it works.
That's how you said it worked earlier.
When?
At the event.
For who?
Whenever we were playing against each other. You're like, you better step up Starkmint, because otherwise... You can't transform.
Well, yeah, you just step him up.
Fair enough. Okay, I give you that. Oh.
He goes off screen.
Oh, that sucks. That really sucks, everybody.
Do I do that? That's so mean.
Oh.
I think I do that, but it's so mean. So right now I'm hitting you for 200 damage, right? 100 and 100.
Yep.
But you're still hitting me for 10, and I don't like that.
Uh-huh. Are you going to kill the corrupt official? He's just the guy in an office.
I play unqualified
card. Unqualified card? No! The corrupt official's going to sue him for that.
He can't. He got blasted.
Dead.
He got defeated.
Horribly. Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
So now you're going to get hit for a total of
220
damage.
Yeah.
You don't get defeated by that. You have next turn.
I'm at 80 health. That's true. I have next turn to pull something up, you know, and totally get Garrett with something good, which I might. Anyway, turn two.
Turn two. You have that half-priced gem.
That's true.
Something.
Okay, so I go up to 350 credits per turn because I control no characters, and then I draw. I play for 200 credits, go back down to 150. I'm going to play. I don't know if there's a way I'll live.
I don't think so. You're at 80 health.
In front of Ratman, okay. I play Low Life Lemon Lobber.
No!
Will lob lemons.
What?
At Super Duper Man to reduce his attack and defense by 10.
Oh, his weakness.
Lemons are his weakness. And then I'll have Low Life Lemon Lobber attack Ratman, and he will die horribly in the encounter.
Ratman is just this big, bulking rag king, and he has a bat.
With, like, lemons. Oh, my goodness.
He swats him like a fly.
That sucks.
He gets squished for all of his lemon juice.
His poor lemons. I end my turn.
Cool. So I draw. It's turn three, so I gain 300. I gained 150 for my card, so I'm at 600.
It's not supposed to go like this, everybody.
Oh, it's so nice. So nice. So,
Not nice.
Not nice.
I'm going to put Garrett on the naughty list.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to attach the one hit to a Ratman.
So... Yeah, that's comical,
and,
everybody.
And I'm going to attack you. No, it's not done yet. I'm going to attack you for 90 damage, 220, for a total of 310.
310 points of damage.
Do you love that?
Yes. I love that. I had 320 health left.
The Pokemon thing comes in where it's like...
It held on because it didn't want you to feel sad. Oh, no. Man, if only I had, like, I don't know, something with, like...
It's like a level 1 Magikarp just gets hyper-beamed.
Bruh.
By Giratina. It's like your Magikarp held on because it didn't want you to feel bad.
Then it used counter.
It's like, what?
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me, pretty much my favorite Pokemon animation that I've watched online was the baby Pokemon Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Yet. I think of it all the time with Why Not beating, like, almost beating Lucario, but he didn't. Ah, that was unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate.
Why not?
Also, that would have been attached to him. And then, at the same time, I also had something I could have done, actually, besides that. I also had Training Arc that I could have played.
I see.
I also had Floor Man. The alternative route for me was I play Floor Man with the...
Mutant Serum?
No, I can't play Mutant Serum on him because he's magic.
Oh, he's already... oh, no, he's magic.
I was going to play Justice Bat on him so I could get plus 90.
Mm.
and then I can move him around and do
four
plus
9. Four man has super strength?
No, he does 70 attack and then plus 20.
Oh, it when just, you said plus 90, I was
no,
like,
plus
50, man.
Plus 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I could have moved him around and, you know, Bob and Weave and started attacking him for 90.
That's brutal.
But then I was like, you know what? I want to go for the Ratman strat.
That's fair enough. Oh.
Because Ratman can pull an additional card. And
that's wild.
Wow. I was not expecting you to play Mixopoly, but it worked out perfectly for me to one-shot him.
That was terrible.
But you feel like a fool now playing Mixopoly in front of him.
I sure do.
You never underestimate Ratman. He apparently can defeat multi-dimensional beings.
Well, he's fought Darkseid. I mean, he's fought Thanoside and won before. So, cut the commercial! Cut the commercial!
But James, I think, I mean, we're getting pretty much done here. I think it's like 46 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
The good news is I think that the more we play, the quicker we are with understanding the decks and the easier it is for us to show everybody everything.
Yes.
And so,
but
our episodes are
a
little
absolutely
quicker.
Love these new cards, how they look.
Oh,
they
they're
so
beautiful.
Much better.
Shout out to the company that made them. I don't know their names.
NPC.
NPC?
MPC. Not
MPC.
Yeah, not NPC.
NPC Studios.
That's what you are.
No, I'm made in China.
What?
Anyway, everybody, thanks everybody for tuning in to these episodes of Comic Con today. We are probably going to be going to our unfiltered episode after this recording.
Yes.
We appreciate everybody who's followed along throughout the weeks on our journey.
And one more quick thing on that note is we're going to another event.
That is true.
October 5th.
October 5th, we're going to be with EBREL's Capital Area Esports Leagues. I think there's a different acronym for them, but it's going to be opened up to all of our surrounding parishes/counties if you're in a different state. And it'll be a bigger event than what we attended last time. We're going to do some more public play testing with the new cards. We have mats that should be on the way. Finally, that we can show off and
should be in today.
Really?
Yeah, like
sometime today.
Sometime today.
Okay, yeah, that's fantastic.
I don't think they're in yet, but they should be in sometime today.
Yeah. So hopefully the production value of everything is only going to go up from here because we'll have better and better quality stuff to show everybody.
Yes.
So that'll be going on. We will be at that event at EBREL. I'm not exactly sure where they're hosting it, whether it's off the arena that they have in College Drive in Baton Rouge, or whether they have it off the arena over on Sherwood Forest in Baton Rouge. But
I don't know. We'll
figure it out. Yeah. And we're going to be there for sure. I believe they actually live stream a lot of their events on the Varsity Sports website. So you maybe are able to tune in if you want to see us publicly. Or see some of the events going on, then there's potentially we'll get on the live stream again. Maybe.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
We shall.
But we'll be there. We'll be there, everybody. We just appreciate all the support, the likes, the views we've gotten from everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
The views. Yeah, but thank you everyone for watching. Game 2. And we will see you guys next week on
Peace.
The Unfiltered episode. Later.